Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 53. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show. So happy to have you here. Before we get to today's book recommendation, I want to share a bit about Book of the Month. Book of the Month is a monthly subscription box where you get to pick which book you get each month. And I don't know about you, but I'm sort of a control freak when it comes to the subscription boxes, and I will let you know what I'm getting each month. So in Book of the Month, you get a choice between one or five books, and the cost is the first book is $14.95 and an extra book is $9.99, which is pretty awesome, and shipping is included. Some of the books that I've picked in the past have included The Perfect Mother, Into the Water, Final Girls, Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine, and An American Marriage. Books have been mentioned in this podcast, which is pretty cool. If you're interested in signing up for this awesome deal, just go to whattoreadnextblog.com/bookofthemonth. Now it's to today's show. Today's book recommendation comes from Lupita. Lupita is the bookstagrammer behind Lupita Reads. Lupita's go-to genre is adult fiction, which is pretty cool because I get lots of recommendations for me to dive into this genre. In this episode, Lupita shares her go-to authors, favorite books so far this year, and what you should read next. Now let's get today's show. Hi, Lupita. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, how are you?
So good.
Nice. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So excited to have you here. So tell us who you are. Let's just get started.
Yeah, of course. So I am Lupita from Lupita Reads. I'm a full-time bookstagram lover and of all things books. And that's who I am.
I love it. And you're involved in the bookstagram community and the DC literary community. How did you get involved?
Actually, it's very interesting that you asked that. I got involved in the bookstagram community really out of, you know, I had my own personal Instagram account, and I was posting a lot about books and the books that I loved. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I don't think I've ever seen an account that's dedicated to just books, so why not do this? And when I signed up to do that, I realized there were millions of other accounts like it. And I was completely floored and excited to realize that there is a community out there that really just dedicated to talking about books.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's how I got involved.
Yeah, I love bookstagram community just because you get inspired by reading new books. You also get to share new books, and you get to connect with other readers. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, and authors now, they're very actually active on Instagram, I've noticed.
That is true.
That's a huge plus. I've connected with a lot of awesome authors and have gotten to meet them in real life. And they're like, oh my goodness, you're from Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, you know me. So that's been really cool.
That's so inspiring. And let's talk about the DC literary community, because you're involved with it, just kind of like putting, you know, sharing about different events and different things happening in the DC area. How did you get involved with that?
Yeah, sure. So it started all because of Bookstagram. I was on Bookstagram and Solid State Books, which is DC's newest indie bookstore, reached out prior to their opening. And they said, hey, we love what you do on Bookstagram, and we'd love to kind of pick your brain about literary events in the DC community, and we'd love to just chat. And so ever since then, we've been just building a relationship and really supporting a lot of indie bookstores when they have events.
Mm-hmm.
has always been kind of key to really being involved in the community. And when you love something, you just kind of do it all the time, and you go to whatever is available, and that's kind of what I've been doing. So that's mm-hmm. how I've gotten involved.
I love it. Yeah, it's inspiring me for me to even look for indie bookstores here in New York City. It's kind of like inspiring me to do it for myself.
Yeah, and they definitely need the support. You know, sometimes these events are hard to put on for various reasons, mm-hmm. you know, And so it, for them just to have people show up and say, thank you for bringing this author. Thank you for allowing me to meet this person and connect or ask questions, or and others that, you know, also love books or love this author that I'm seeing. I mean, that's kind of priceless for them, you know?
Yeah, it's true. So let's talk about your reading life. When do you read?
Oh my goodness. So I actually have a full-time job that's not related to books.
Yeah.
So a lot of my reading gets done as soon as I get home. Very, very occasionally on lunch breaks, and mainly on the weekends. So, you know, I do reading in between laundry, in between washing dishes. I listen to audiobooks on commute. Whenever I get a chance, you know, I try to read as much as I can.
I love it. Yeah, me too. I'm a reader outside of work, so I have a job that's not related to books. And I read during my commute. I read in the morning. I read at night. I read any pockets of time. I'm like with a book.
Yeah, but you read a book a day, right?
I do. I used to read more.
Wow, that's insane. I could not read a book a day. I've tried before.
Yeah, I'm a fast reader. I read faster on Kindle. I noticed that's a trick for me. Hardbacks, they take me about a day or 2 days to read. It depends on the type of book. I've been now reading a book every other day, although I'll have great weeks. Like last week, I read 9 books, and then this week, I read 3 books. So it just depends. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's sometimes life gets in the way, right? And
just, yep. Yeah.
It's hard.
It's kind of like, you know, life gets in the way, work gets in the way, other responsibilities, other things will come up, you know, or you may get in a reading slump, which is what I'm right now. I'm in a reading slump, which is not that exciting.
Yeah, that's tough. That's very tough.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm hard to read, but I'm not feeling them. So I'm just kind of like going with the flow and doing other things. I picked some audiobooks now, so where I'm starting to do. So we'll see.
Yeah, I sometimes taking a break helps with me sometimes, and just saying it's okay, or watching some TV. Graphic novels really kind of pull me out of reading slumps usually.
Let me check that out. Thank you. So what do you love most about reading?
So, my goodness, I think prior to connecting to people on Bookstagram, the biggest thing I loved about reading was just kind of the act of it, being able to sit and engage with something that is purely your own, on your own, and, you know, to yourself, and you're interpreting someone's words, you are occasionally, you know, reflecting on your life based on someone's words. I mean, just it depends on what you pick up. You could always learn something new. And so really the act of reading for me is what I love about reading. And now it's connecting with people. It's connecting with others and being able to talk to others about, like with you right now, about reading and why we love to read.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love the connection. I love talking about books and having that connection. I think for me, that inspired me to start this podcast because I wanted to talk to other people. Oops, sorry. So definitely reading is a big part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's your favorite genre? What's your favorite genre?
Okay, so I'd have to say my favorite genre is literary fiction.
Okay.
And I know that's a very large kind of umbrella genre in which, you know, you could put in anything really, but I just absolutely love to stick to and kind of focus on literary fiction. Aside from that, I also have a growing passion, and actually it's always been there, for sci-fi. Those two kind of have always been for me.
I love
my favorite genre.
I love it. I've been diving into literary fiction lately this summer, and it's been kind of fun just to see it's so broad. And so there's so many different books and so many different things around it, different topics. That is kind of
right. Yeah, I mean, and there's so much to read in terms of literary fiction.
Yeah, there really is. What are your top 3 favorite books of all time?
Okay, so, wow, this question, you know, I think anytime anybody asks this question, I always get a little nervous because I it's so hard, you know, there's so many great books out there. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, I do kind of keep a running list on Goodreads. Okay. You know, what I'll do is if there's a book I've read and I'm like, oh my God, this is so, so good. And that's just my immediate reaction. I will just add it on you know, my all-time favorite reads shelf. But actually three books that do come to mind immediately is So Far From God by Anna Castillo.
Okay.
Blood Child and Other Stories by Octavia E. Butler. And finally, The Namesake by Junto Lahari.
I love it. Those are, yeah, I read The Namesake. I read that. That's a pretty good book.
Oh, I absolutely, that's one of my favorite books. Like, I just cringe with, like, happiness and I guess all but so much goodness when I think about her, about that book. And have you seen the movie? They've made it into a movie, too.
I haven't seen the movie. I just read the book, but I'm curious to see the movie now. So
yeah, the movie's just it's decent, and she makes a cameo in the movie.
Oh, really?
As an auntie cooking, very brief, but it's very awesome. And I remember watching it, you know, over and over. I haven't actually met her. I've seen her at an event, but she's one of my all-time favorite writers.
Mm.
So.
I love it. And do you reread books or do you just read them once and you're just like, they're good, good to go?
So I have reread at least the three that I've mentioned. I've reread separately in different pieces, not in one whole sitting again.
Okay.
So for example, So Far From God, you know, I read it when I was a lot younger, and I immediately knew, like, this is my all-time favorite book. Like, this is what defines me. This is me in a book. And so as of recently, now that I've read a lot of other books, I've kind of been inspired to say, you know, what said that to you about that book? Mm. So I have gone back and kind of flipped through it and just kind of, you know, kind of reinvestigating myself and who I was then and why I connected with the book. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Who are your go-to authors? So which authors are you auto-buy?
So it's funny you asked that because I actually received today an advanced reader's copy of one of my auto-buys, which is Barbara Kingsolver.
Mm-hmm.
She is amazing, and I absolutely love her. So I would have to list her as one of them. Anna Castillo, like I've mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Junto Lahari, Margaret Atwood. I'm a big fan of Margaret Atwood. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. I'm a big fan of hers too. And there's just so many, but those are a few of my auto buys. Like immediately, like, I'm going to the store and I'm going to get it.
Yes, I love it. Favorite books that you read in 2018 so far?
Okay. Oh, it's been a wonderful 2018 for books. And there's been so many good ones, but Girls Burn Brighter by Shelba Rowe is phenomenal. It's a very, very difficult read. I wouldn't say go in this and read it. It's going to be like, you know, like a happy-go-lucky book. It's not a happy-go-lucky book, but it's very, very good. It's so well written, and it's just one of those books that I wanted to, and I did reread parts of it because I just, it's powerful, and it's just so well written. I also love The Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo.
Yeah.
It's a young adult book. I don't dive too into young adult books, but in this instance, I was kind of intrigued by the format of the book. It was written in a kind of a poem in verse novel. Mm-hmm. That's how it was pitched. So I was like, huh, I wonder how this works. And I was blown away. I mean, Elizabeth Acevedo is magnificent. She's a magnificent writer, so that's definitely a book that I love this year. And another one that I loved is Marriage of a Thousand Lies by S.J. Sindhu. I'm not sure if a lot of people have heard of that book. I believe it was published last year, but it came out in paperback this year. But it's a really fascinating book too. Those are my favorite ones so far. I mean, I can keep going. I'm sure I have a list.
I love it. What's your most anticipated new release for 2018?
So I'm going to have to go back to what I got today, Unshelter by Barbara Kingsolver. That is on my, like, it comes out in October, and I saw that I saw it a couple of months ago, and I was like, I need this book now.
I know.
So I also have to say Fruit of the Drunken Tree by Ingrid Rojas Contreras.
Yeah.
So that one is actually also on my list. You know, a bookseller recently told me, you know, her writing reminds me of Ana Castillo. And so I was like, oh God, I need this book. So definitely those two.
Yeah, I requested Fruit of the Drunken Tree. I requested on NetGalley, so I'm still pending, so we'll see. But I may pick it up from the library if I don't get approved.
I do have an advanced reader's copy I'm willing to share, so let me know.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Well, what's the most disappointed read? Actually, we got to talk about those too.
Yeah. You know, I really thought about that, and it's hard for me to really say that I have a disappointing read. I'm sorry. That one was hard for me.
That's okay. Sometimes we don't have any, and maybe it's been a good reading year for you, which is exciting. I love it.
Yeah, and, you know, I really tried to think about it in terms of other years and other things I've read, but I feel like even with books that I didn't connect with, I felt like I learned something from them. I was kind of able to pull something that I found, like, really interesting about them. So that one was hard for me.
That's okay. So what book should my listeners pick up right now and add to their TBR?
Okay, so this one I would pick up right now, and I just finished it about this weekend. It's called An Ocean of Minutes by Thea Lyme. Okay. And it's really good. It's literary fiction, of course. And just to give you a snippet, it's a love story kind of told through time travel. But it's and that kind of doesn't give you the good idea of what it is. It's also got in there a post-apocalyptic world where we're dealing with a flu pandemic, and it's fascinating. It's a fascinating metaphor for immigration, and it's very timely too. So it's definitely one that I think everyone should pick up.
Well, I'll definitely be picking that up soon. Thank you. So tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook under Lupita Reads. You can find me on Instagram at lupita.reads. And I'm also on Twitter as Lupita_reads. And I have a blog, and I'm pretty much anywhere except for Pinterest. Which I don't know if I'll explore.
It's all good. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
No, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Lupita, for a great list of book recommendations. For show notes and a detailed list of book recommendations mentioned in this podcast, please go to whattoreadnextblog.com. If you'd like to support this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. It only takes 2 minutes, and it will help the podcast get discovered by new bookish friends. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.